Almost all Olympic and Paralympic athletes have stories of perseverance and bravery. That includes snowboarder Brenna Huckabee. 22.
Brenna Huckabee keeps it straight and comes in first.
That's Huckabee crossing the finish line to win her first gold at the 2018 Winter Paralympics. Now she's 26 years old and a mom.
Huckabee's right leg was amputated above her knee when she was a teenager due to bone cancer. At the time, she was a gymnast who loved her athletic life. And after the amputation, a trip to Utah brought her a lot of hope.
I knew that if I could just try the snowboard, it would give me a piece of my life back that I had before cancer and amputation, because it reminded me of a balance beam. And I really, really wanted to feel that again.
A year after that first trip, Huckabee moved to Utah to snowboard full time. She started competing in 2014 and went on to win Paralympic gold in snowboard cross and banked slalom just 4 years later. As this year's games came around, Huckabee expected to defend her titles. Instead, she found herself having to petition to even compete.
You see, the International Paralympic Committee, the IPC, determined that there weren't enough women in Huckabee's classification, so she wouldn't be able to compete against snowboarders who have less severe amputations. Essentially, the governing body was saying she was too disabled to compete.
I felt like it was completely wrong for me to be left out of the competition. And so I fought hard. I went through all the appropriate channels with the IPC to have a space to compete, to be eligible to compete. And unfortunately, the IPC continued to say, no, you can't compete, without giving me valid reason.
So Huckabee went public, taking to Instagram and TikTok, sharing with her fans and fellow professional athletes what had been, to that point, a silent battle.
I had to file an injunction with the German courts for the possibility to compete, because I believe the IPC's rule was wrong and that it directly contradicts the values of the Paralympic movement, which is inclusion and diversity for athletes with disabilities.
The German court ultimately ruled in Huckabee's favor, giving her a pathway to put all the physical training she had done into action. But going into the Olympics in Beijing, she vowed to change her mindset.
I've definitely taken a lot more time to just understand that my worth is not wrapped up in a medal. I've put a lot of pressure on myself in Korea to win so that I can prove myself that I am this, that, or the other. And when I won my medals, while it was incredible and it felt amazing and I was so proud of myself, that like good feeling was fleeting because I ultimately didn't believe that I was good enough.
So for the last 4 years, Huckabee says she's been working on valuing herself as a person and an athlete outside of her accomplishments. She says she reminds herself,
you can still do amazing, but also still love yourself and know your worth and, you know, just be okay with where you're at, but you can still win.
And spoiler alert, she medaled yesterday. Huckabee grabbed the bronze in snowboard cross, and she is not done yet. She competes in the banked slalom event on Friday.